Hello. Welcome to Every Six Sec, a sex and relationship podcast, and most least qualified to talk about it. I'm your co-host, Rose Conover.
Were you expecting me to say hello back to you?
No, I was leaving an awkward pause for the intro. I thought it'd be different, you know, trying to mix up the intro.
Oh, the intro's never been awkward. It's always very professional. So I guess that is kind of a fun little new thing. You're doing a new twist.
Yeah.
Nailing it. So good. I am also Marina Conover.
You're also Marina Conover as yeah. Well?
I'm as well as the other Marina Conovers you've had on this show. I'm the 12th Marina Conover to be on the show because there's always a new one every week.
Yeah, because we cloned you.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the accurate. No, I don't know how many we've done now.
Whatever. This is our 13th episode.
Uh-oh.
Sex number?
The sex number of having sex and then a guy comes to kill you.
On Friday.
Yeah. On Elm Street. Sex.
Okay, so Marina, I really, really want to make sure we talk about the movie we saw recently, in which, spoilers.
That's like a very good way to segue it in. I'm glad that was smooth.
Yes, no, because spoilers, just like you're a clone, Marina.
That was kind of smooth. Oh, man, I mean, like, if you had said it with good words, if you had been like, oh my god, just like the clone in.
I wanted to provide spoiler warning for Jurassic World.
Jurassic World number 2.
It's such a good movie, you guys.
It's such a good movie.
Everyone needs to go see it right now.
Yeah, Rose was like, what should we talk about on the podcast today? And I was like, honestly, I just wanted to talk about Jurassic World. I know that, like, that's not necessarily an asexuality thing. Although, I mean, the dinosaurs aren't asexual. They just can't procreate because they're all women. Is that right?
I believe that's right, yeah.
Women dinosaurs. Do they have the right to vote? Not really, because there's a volcano. Listen, this movie's amazing.
It's so good.
The thing is that, like, I don't... Well, you and me talked about this for, like... 3 solid hours after we watched it and then brought it up the next day, and then like a couple days later we kept talking about it. So like the truth is that from me to you there's not a lot more to say about it, I feel like, except for the fact just like the wide, I know that our podcast reaches such a huge audience. And that
I mean they're counting on us for our movie review.
Yeah, and like I know that like we are kind of ahead of the curve on this. Like, not everyone has had a chance to see it because it's only been out for, like, a month. But, but like, if you
and
like...
we know it's just not people's priority. We understand.
Well, obviously. No, definitely not. But, like, heck, yes.
It's so... Okay, let's summarize the opening for our audience. So, where we left off in the previous Jurassic
We can't
World,
do this.
What do you mean?
We can't do this. Like, this isn't a We Review Movies podcast. Like, those definitely exist. I don't know if you know that, but, like, they do exist.
That's true.
But, like,
okay,
we can't do that.
Let's just give, because it's such an important part of our lives recently, why don't we just give, like, a favorite moment or two?
Okay. I thought you were just going to start doing it, honestly.
My bad. Well, one of my favorite moments is definitely this concept of they go to this island to get these dinosaurs to sell as military-grade weapons. But in order for those military-grade weapons to actually target what you want them to, you have to take a gun and aim that gun at the target and then shoot the laser at them. The laser doesn't do anything, but it, like, hooks the dinosaur in to attack that person or thing. But if you are gonna shoot a gun at your target...
You could just have a gun.
Could just make the gun shoot at the target. It just seems a lot more efficient in really every way. Because also now I've let a dino loose and I have to go get the dino and put it back in a cage and, like, clean up the mess. Like, that just seems like a lot more work than just shooting a gun.
It's kind of amazing. Like, the concept of that is already, like, beautiful. But, like, it's the little things in this movie that really make it shine, which is, like, literally, you know how, like, sometimes you're just having a day? Like, some days it's just a day and you're like, oh, I spilled coffee on my shirt and then there was traffic and then you know, Jeff wanted to talk to me and that made me late to my desk and late to work. Oh, just one of those days. It's all piling
those
on
days. Yeah.
the dinosaurs are like the embodiment of one of those days, because anytime the dinosaurs are around, it's like, that's what's like, oh, you thought that you were stuck, but you're not. But there's a dinosaur in the entrance, but you think you can get out with with a ladder, but the dinosaur is going to eat the ladder. But just like continually, like let's keep pressing through, and the dinosaurs, or like not even that the dinosaur is going to do it, but just that somehow the fact that the dinosaur is nearby means that for some reason, like computers stop working. Like,
yeah, no,
there's
absolutely.
Just like fires on the computers now for a reason that happened. And I guess it's that there's a dinosaur nearby. And it's kind of just amazing to just witness and be like, you know what? Maybe my day's not as bad as it could be. Because there isn't a dinosaur.
Nearby, yeah. Another favorite part of the movie for me is absolutely the fact that in this world, if you're confused, like, if you're just living your life and you're confused as, like, a deckhand of a boat, you'll die in the next 10 minutes. Like, that's just the universe, is that in this world, if someone walks up to you and goes, oh, you're part of our team, right? And you say yes, you are guaranteed to die. Like, that's the reasonable assumption.
I mean,
really love a universe where that's
true.
If there's dinosaurs around,
it doesn't really matter where you are.
It doesn't really matter. Give us one more favorite moment from Jurassic World, Miranda.
I can't do that. That's not what this podcast is. I kind of hate that we're doing it at all.
Okay, fine.
That's not what the podcast. This is not a movie podcast.
That's true.
This is an asexuality podcast, which sometimes dips a lot into movies because we don't know what else to talk about. But starting it off, especially about movies, is just not on target.
Well, I think sexuality in a lot of ways is an expression of ourselves, and in a lot of ways movies are another way we express ourselves, so there's some connection I just made up.
Okay.
Awesome, so it was relevant. But moving into the actual content of today's episode, we're excited to announce that we have a guest!
We have another guest, but this is like a real guest. This is a guest.
Fuck you, Joseph.
Sorry, Joseph, but like you're like a fun guest who came on and talked the whole episode. This guest is like a person who's going to come on. Her name is Brianna. She's going to talk for 15 minutes and tell you about her cool product that she made. So when I say guest, what I mean is kind of like sponsor's not the right word because no one was getting paid, but like a person who like has a thing and was mistaken into thinking that our podcast like was a thing that people listen to, and so she thought it would be good for her product, and like it sounds like a cool thing. We're gonna like kind of splice in that conversation so you can hear all about this cool thing. It's called Juice Box that she runs. Yeah,
it's super exciting.
It's kind of cool. I mean, I think by the time we were done talking, she realized that we were a dumb podcast with no listeners, and she was like, okay, bye. But, like,
yeah,
you know,
no,
fair.
I think,
totally.
I think she did figure it out by the end. So that was kind of a fun little realization for her, I'm sure.
Yeah, and for us to be like, there's nothing we can do to seem.
For the record, audience, we did specifically say repeatedly, we don't think anyone listens to this.
We made it pretty clear. I think when we were talking about it, I specifically said, we are a pretty dumb podcast. I think dumb.
You said those words.
I might have said dumb, but I did say dumb at least once to describe what happens here because, you know, I'm honest, you know, I'm just an honest person.
Yeah, absolutely. And she still wanted to be on our show.
So yeah, I guess like blah, 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 is going to be a sound that happens, and then we'll splice in Brianna from Juice Box, which is an app. That you can become a part of that's like kind of a sex and relationship coaching that you can get via your phone. If you listen to podcasts at all, you've probably heard about stuff like this, but this one's specifically for sex and relationships, and it's like queer LGBT plus friendly support. So it's pretty nifty, and we'll learn about that. And I don't know.
One question you'll hear me ask in the future is one I will not repeat right now for the sake of listening quality.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That was a bad
We talked
sentence.
To her so many
Fuck.
Weeks ago that honestly I don't even remember.
Basically, they do have support for asexual listeners. Like if you listen to this and you're like, man, is this, will this help me as an asexual person? They do have things that will be helpful for you. So you might consider using it.
Yeah, because, and actually I did want to mention kind of at some point, we might as well mention it here, is that, like, one, our podcast is stupid, but also our podcast doesn't come out, like, super often, and we talk about Jurassic World instead of, like, the stuff we could be talking about, and clearly we're not experts. So, like, if you're a person who has actual questions about, like, being asexual, or if you're asexual, or what to do if your partner is asexual and you're just trying to understand what that's about, like, maybe we can be helpful, but maybe you could pay somebody who's professional to be a little bit more helpful and timely.
Yeah, who's actually trained on things. We're just fucking around.
Yeah.
Not
but
literally.
Speaking of being very slow to get to stuff, if you do have, like, a question or just kind of a thing that you'd want us to talk about that you think is, that you're not sure on or that is interesting or something, you can super definitely send us an email at everysixsec@gmail.com. Or, I don't know, I guess, have you ever been on the Twitter? Like, are people sending you direct messages and you don't even know? Like, how does Twitter work? Do you know if anyone's ever tried to get in touch with you on Twitter?
I don't know how Twitter works. I have the Twitter.
So don't count it as on Twitter.
There's a very realistic possibility that you've been sending me things and I have
not
no
really
idea.
But
like, if you've been sending things, assume I haven't gotten it because it's just gibberish to me. Like, I don't know.
You know,
how
you went to school for you went to school for computer.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't go to school for Twitter.
You went to school for computer. How is it gibberish? It's in, like, English, presumably.
Oh,
you know,
we
how
have
internet.
We have a notification. We have a follower on Twitter.
Well, that's exciting.
We have one follower. I will.
Does Twitter have the same, like, porn? Are there porn bots on Twitter as well as on Tumblr?
No, I know this one. I know who this one is.
Oh, hey, thanks, somebody.
It's Joseph, our previous guest.
Oh, we talked some shit about you a second ago.
Yeah, we take it all back.
Now that you've followed us. I can't believe he followed you either, considering you still just have two tweets. Maybe that's the reason he followed you. He was like, well, it shows my support, and I never have to interact with it, because they're never gonna...
Yeah, I'm going to tweet at him after the show.
Oh, nice.
Make him regret that decision. Anyway, without further ado.
Oh, yeah. Brianna from Juicebox.
From Juicebox. Blah, 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 blah.
All right. This is a new thing for us on our podcast. We've got a guest here to talk to us today about a very cool app that she founded. Welcome, Brianna, to the podcast.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
We are excited to have you, for sure. Do you want to give us, and everyone who's listening, just kind of a quick concept of what your app is? It's called Juicebox.
Yeah, Juicebox is an app for iPhones where we connect people one-on-one to sex, dating, and relationship coaches anonymously. So the coach writes to you every day, 7 days a week, and you can discuss anything to do with these topics completely anonymously.
That's awesome. Cool. I'm doing a terrible job today. So this is an app that you can use, like, for asexual people. There's specifically advantages in that, like, you can, like, get relationship advice and dating advice, and that's all available and stuff.
Right. Yeah. So we're completely inclusive of all identities. So people that identify as asexual are also very welcome on Juicebox. We actually hand select the coach that we match you with. It's not an algorithm. Like, when you first download the app, you go through a few questions and can say how you're doing with dating or relationships and what you're looking to discuss. And then the matching expert, Caitlin, will pair you with the coach that's most fitting for you. So we will pair you with someone that's familiar with coaching asexual individuals in the past. And it's completely free to download. And there's some free features in the app where you can see what other people are going through in forums. And then the coaching, we actually are able to give all of your listeners a 5-day free trial. And then after that, it's only $24 per week. So very inexpensive compared to therapy that's often $200 an hour.
Yeah, that's true.
For sure. Yeah, and I feel like, because, I mean, I can't say exactly, you know, everyone who listens to this podcast, but I feel like we've got a lot of asexual listeners and like, or people who are questioning and aren't sure what's up. And I know we've mm-hmm. talked a lot about like the difficulty of like figuring out how to get into dating just at all when you're ace and absolutely. How to like bring that up to people yeah. that you're interested in. So it seems like having, I mean, cause we talk about it sometimes, but like we're bad at talking about it. Yes. And it seems like it could be really helpful for someone who's questioning or trying to figure out what's going on with them or what it is they would like to do to be able to talk to a relationship coach like you've got or a sex coach. On your app, it sounds pretty helpful.
Absolutely, it seems like it can really effectively fill a niche that I know a lot of ace people feel, at least from the conversations I've had with the four or five I've had the pleasure of meeting. So that's awesome.
And I know that there's also, sorry, do we want to go ahead?
Oh, good.
I was just saying, I know that there's also sort of like the free aspects or the parts you can get into if you're not 18 on the app of like the community forums and stuff like that and nominating questions to get answered. That's also an aspect of the app that you can be part of, even if you don't have the money to do it right now to get the actual coaching. You can become a part of the community there for people who are younger or aren't able to.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely. And so one of the forums is where people share stories and then you can upvote and reply there. And then the other forum is called Snoop. And that's where you can ask questions to our coaches and upvote them. And then we answer the ones that get the most upvotes for free. And you can also view the other questions and answers coming in from other users. But as far as dating goes, I definitely can understand how it can be very, very difficult to navigate dating, especially online dating, as someone that identifies as asexual. And so I think it would be very useful to have that person that you can bounce around ideas with, and they can be your cheerleader in the room for you as you navigate dating. And some of the things we do for people that are looking for dating advice is we actually can help with everything from online dating profile reviews to text messaging to planning those dates and just, you know, hearing about your own struggles and challenges throughout the whole dating process.
Absolutely. That sounds awesome. I do have to do this just as a person, I intuitively like naturally have to respond this way. So you have there's like option to snoop. I feel like that's not, I like that as a concept, but is there a, surely there's a way to make a joke here about the concept of like snooping on something, right? Am I
don't
crazy?
Even know what you're trying to talk
I'm
about.
I'm trying to make a joke and I'm doing a very
you're
bad
saying,
joke.
Surely there's probably a joke here and then you yes. just put that out there like someone needed to come up with it and that someone wasn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I had an idea and I think I forgot it midway through the sentence. Good and job. I was like, oh no, I've ditched, I've really gotten myself into a hole.
You really did. Anyway, yes. Brianna, I know I know that you sort of got into like this whole sphere of like relationship and sex like education basically through working in Tennessee, I think it was, on sex education there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I grew up in Tennessee and there was very, very little sex education in the public school system. It's a very abstinence-based. And so I stayed at the University of Tennessee for college and I founded a local organization that provided comprehensive sex ed to college students in the state of Tennessee. And it received a great deal of backlash. And so through that process, I learned a lot about the field and how scary the topic is for a lot of people. You know, we're taught from a very young age not to discuss sex and relationships openly and honestly. And then when we're adults, we're expected to be amazing at these topics. And we feel shameful when we feel shame when we, you know, aren't amazing at these topics. And so
right.
we feel like this is, you know, a skill set that can be taught like anything else. And people deserve resources around these topics.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is unbelievably frustrating to see. I mean, I went to school in Florida. I didn't have the same degree of absence level education, but it definitely still was present. Like this, like that was still kind of, even though they were doing some degree of sexual education beyond just absence only, you could tell that was an undertone in that dialogue. So
I literally can't tell you what kind of sex ed we had at my school because you could opt out of it and do a project about like writing a book report on ice cream instead. And so that's what I did.
Very nice.
I literally don't know.
Yeah, at one point I had that, and I decided to because parents were kind of like unsure if they trusted the school to teach me the right ways about one aspect. The rest of it, they're like fine, but one thing they were a little nervous on. I don't even remember what it was. And so they said we're gonna have him sub out for this one, and I'm pretty sure I did something very similar. I'm not sure if it was ice cream though.
The point is, we learned a lot in
school. We learned so much, clearly.
So I guess I don't know what. No, just kidding. It's like a very good idea to have this app, absolutely. And especially because. Yeah, it doesn't have to be through the school. Everyone has cell phones now that can access an app like this. And so it's very, I guess, within reach. A lot more, I can't come up with the word, but reachable. That's a word.
Accessibility.
Accessible. That's exactly the word I wanted. Thank you, Reds.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
What a team we made.
You're exactly right. Accessibility is a lot of what we do because, like I said, this service can be very expensive for people that want to meet these professionals in office. Like I said, it's around $200 an hour, and that's, not really accessible for many Americans. But also the idea that it's in your phone, in your pocket at all times, and you can access them 7 days a week versus just meeting up with a person once a week or once every other week.
Yeah, for sure. And also, specifically, it's really good that it's accessible for people of different sexualities or you just queer people in general, because even depending on where you live, you might go to a professional who doesn't think that your sexuality is valid. Depending on the professional might not be as professional as you would hope.
Yep.
So it is very encouraging that that's a part of your app. Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to circle back to, if you don't mind, was the concept of all-inclusive sex ed in Tennessee. When you say that, are you just talking about we don't only want abstinence only, but were you trying to make an effort to include the concept of LGBT and queer identities? To school children? They're not children, they're on college. The school children, the college children.
Yeah, to me, inclusive, comprehensive sex education means inclusive of all identities, meaning queer people and straight people and asexual folks. But also the fact that we're not just talking about condoms and STDs, we're also talking about pleasure and orgasms and the clitoris and consent and communication and how to have a healthy relationship. If you leave those topics out of sex ed, you're really only scratching the surface.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you even doing? What are we talking about then? Why are we here if we're not going to talk about all this stuff?
Basically, just so we can check a box that says we told them STDs exist, which is basically to scare them to not having sex. So it's basically abstinence only at that point. You got to cover all the information or it's not worth it.
Yeah. I guess you're talking about how you did a program with college students, and I feel like this is going to come up at some point when me and Rhodes are recording our part of stuff. Is I talked to somebody on the internet the other day, and I guess I probably shouldn't have, because you don't always want to get into conversations like this on the internet, but it was kind of about the concept of teaching sex ed with younger kids and including stuff like queer identities. And her position was kind of just that asexuality should be kept a secret and no one should know about it until they're old enough to have sex and have it and then decide if they like it or not. And I was like, that doesn't seem very helpful. If you withhold information, where are you really going?
Yeah, absolutely. That's craziness to me, this idea of just not get, it seems best to give all options and let people find their own path. It seems really weird to be naturally we assume you'll like this thing, so we're gonna kind of set you along that path specifically so you'll try the thing, and then if you end up finding it uncomfortable, then you can question it. That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, we should definitely be transparent and honest with youth and adolescents, because it's silly just to think that giving them the information is going to make them more active or more promiscuous. It's kind of the analogy of if you tell someone about, your seatbelt in a car, they're going to drive more recklessly. So I think it's best to be completely honest about this information.
Mm-hmm, totally. I like that analogy. That's really cool.
Yeah, me too.
So let's just give a quick sum up again of the app itself. It's Juicebox, or you can head out, go to juiceboxit.com to access a place to download the app and some more information. you can have, there's some free community aspects, but then there's also, if you want to get sex coaching or relationship coaching that is attuned to you, then that's $24 a week.
But we're able to give you all a 5-day free trial. So it'll be free to start with.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, awesome. Is there anything I'm forgetting to mention here? Let's make sure we get all the information out there so people can access it.
I don't think so. You just type in Juicebox one word to the app store. It's only for iPhones right now.
Okay, awesome.
I also want to ask real quick, just to kind of wrap us up here. Why is it called Juicebox?
Well, actually, we wanted to be approachable, so we didn't want to name it something with the word sex in the title or something that was intimidating. And we feel like the word juice box is approachable and kind of cute, but also can lead to sexual innuendos, especially around using fruit as a motif, because a lot of people, when they sext, they can use emojis of fruit. And box is slang for vagina, and it's juicy content. It also feeds into words like spill, squeeze, squirt. So we feel like it, you know, really embodies the approachability, a little bit of humor.
I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a good title. It's much better than our title, because yours actually has some sort of, like you said, like a bunch of things that tie it in, and ours is just like, oh, we didn't mention this is about sexuality. Our title is very bad. Yeah. Yours is good. I like it.
It's a very good
thank
title.
You.
Props.
And thank you so much for coming on and talking to us, and for helping us get this information out to the people who listen, and hopefully they can find some help in Juicebox.
Yeah, thanks so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, you're much better at that than I am, Marina. Jeez.
I mean, I didn't screech into the camera like a dying owl.
No, that's true.
Did I say camera?
Yeah.
Welcome back to Every 6 Sec. This is a relationship podcast that we are good at recording.
Very good.
Welcome back. Thanks, Brianna, for being on the show. I hope that you guys learned some stuff and that I can remember what we talked about. I mean, we talked about her cool app.
This
is going to be I just want to make it clear that this is the stupidest, worst episode to anyone who's listening to it, because it's like, oh, okay, they're talking about a movie I haven't seen. Okay. Oh, no, they have somebody totally new I've never even heard before talking about her app. Okay. Wait. They don't even know what they're talking about. What's happening in this episode? That's how I feel.
I know what we're talking about right now.
What? Is it?
We're talking about
asexuality in any form.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We're about to talk about, at least I wanted to talk about,
I wanted to talk about Sweden and gays in the 70s.
I guess we can do that then.
Okay. Sorry. I did need to mention this because I heard about it on a podcast today. Basically, anytime I come up with something cool, like a cool fact to tell you, it's because I heard it on a different podcast. So,
gotcha. So we're just stealing.
Yeah, we're stealing. If you listen to My Favorite Murder, you already heard about this, but apparently in the 70s in Sweden, because being gay was considered to be like a disorder in like the books, like it was a disease if you're gay in the 70s. And so they made them take it out because everyone started calling in and being like, oh, I'm too gay to come to work today. I need my sick hours from Social Security. And so then they had to take it out and be like, no, it's not a sickness. If you're gay, you have to go to work.
That's so funny.
Isn't
oh my
the best
God.
Thing?
I that is so fucking smart.
It's the best. I'm such ballsy people who are like, no, sorry, I'm just too gay for this today.
Oh my God, I love it.
I know, it's amazing. Thank goodness.
Very good response.
Thank you, Sweden.
But
gays. Thank you, gays of Sweden. We love you.
Yes. I have not met a Swedish gay person yet, but I'm now doubly looking forward to it as I was before.
Actually, I gotta say that it wasn't something that had been on my like bucket list. I don't know how quantifiably much I was looking forward to meeting a Swedish gay, but
no, I don't know exactly how much, but it feels at least double. It could be triple. I can't quantify it either. Mm. It's just very great.
It's very good. Thank you, Sweden. You're good.
Thank you, Sweden.
You're the best.
you make the world a better place.
Really?
At least Sweden a better place.
It makes Sweden very good. And me thinking about Sweden makes me think that the whole world can be a better place. So really, Sweden is kind of doing, like, the work for the whole planet, honestly.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we have only one country giving a shit about trying, but that's okay.
But they're such an inspiration.
They are such an inspiration. Yay. But I wanted to talk about, just briefly, we kind of touched on this in our conversation with Brianna. I know she mentioned that she works in sexual education, which actually sparked some interest for me between when we recorded that and when we recorded what we're doing right now. And I did a little more research into kind of some of the state of sex education in this.
Oh, yikes.
Great.
Let's keep talking about
great
Sweden.
Country of ours. No, I think we need to have a brief conversation about these good old US of A states. Because, oh boy.
United States of America.
We're very bad.
Okay, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The state of sex education in the United States of America states. is very bad. The state is bad.
Really? That's so shocking to me, because
everything else having
to do with, like, sexual identity and just anything to do with, like, reproductive rights or, you know, gender or equality, all that stuff mostly seems to go pretty good.
We're very good at it, yeah. And I do want to take a second. I'm not defending what I'm about to say, but even if you assume that the only way to be, and this is terrible if you think this, is, like, straight, cisgender, blah, blah, blah. Like, if that's the only way you want people to be, then you should also be concerned about sex education, because it's failing everybody all across the board. It's not just, like, it's not representing, like, you know, LGBTQ people. It's just an absolute fuck up.
Honestly,
across the board for everybody.
I mean, yes,
all the time.
Obviously. But to be honest, I haven't even, the concept of, like, including, like, queer identities into sex ed isn't even something that I, like, heard about or thought about, honestly, before, like, a couple months ago. Like,
no, we have to.
No, I agree. I do think that's important. But, like, in the people, I felt like when people were discussing sex ed or comprehensive sex ed, it's just a question of abstinence only versus, like,
yep,
actual education. I didn't even consider there's this whole other avenue that was also being, like, pretty underrepresented.
Yeah. Did you know that, this is a fucking crazy fact, only 13 states of the 50 in America mandate that information taught in sex ed be medically accurate.
Nice.
So the other 37, you can just lie.
See?
Like, you can just be like, oh yeah, the penis is attached to the breast. Like, you know, like, you could just make up shit and it's fine.
I would have been, like, probably shocked and horrified, like, a couple years ago. But the whole, like, alternative facts thing, it's like, yeah, okay, I guess that makes sense.
No,
in America,
that's true.
I guess that is how
we
do
it. We just make up shit. We just make it up.
I guess.
No, it's craziness.
That's...
There's also...
Uh-huh. Sorry. Keep going.
No, you're good. It's another fun thing. This one's more about LGBT representation. There are some states that it's not just about, the lack of representation. There is negative representation still, where homosexuality should be actively discouraged in schools.
Also not a surprise. Consider our vice president.
It is 2018. The court has made a ruling. It's done.
Honey.
It should be done.
Yeah.
Like, at least in the books. In the books, it should be done. I get that, like, it's going to be a long road. Like, the rights, getting rights on the books is the beginning of a conversation that gets people treated equally. It's not the end. But the fact that the Supreme Court said a thing means your laws are bullshit now. It's crazy. Sorry.
No, listen, I love your fervor. I feel like that was me maybe a couple years ago. Like, it's just like, honey, like, conversion therapy is still a thing. And our vice president, in fact, is very much in favor. Like, that's the most anti-gay sex ed you could possibly have. That's, calling it sex ed is too kind, but, like...
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. Unfortunately, this is depressing, but unfortunately, I'm just super not surprised, because for some reason, this country has not caught up to the fact of Sweden, which is, like, that being gay doesn't mean you're too sick to go to work.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's craziness. It's absolutely wild that we don't have that down. It basically is just one of those things where I've kind of said some negative things, but if I think we're honest with ourselves, the reason we have sexual education in our schools is to protect students from making mistakes based off lack of information.
You would hope.
We want them to make... Yeah, you want to provide them the information to make the best possible choices. We don't want to tell them how to make those choices, but we want them to know the consequences of all of them. And we also want it to be really clear that your choices, just because, like, some assholes in this country can't accept you for who you are, that doesn't mean you can't be accepted both by yourself, your family, and your community. And we really need that, especially right now. Those things are really important, because as a young person... Like, if a young person is growing up and they're being told by the world that it's not okay to be gay or trans or any of those things, we just desperately need a voice to tell them that that's okay.
Yes.
And it absolutely should be coming from our system.
You would think. Because honestly, if I didn't really do sex ed. I think we mentioned this in the conversation. Like, I didn't do sex ed in school. Like, I just didn't do it. Like, they were like, here's sex ed time. And I was like, time for me to go to the library and read a magazine. Like, seriously.
Ooh, like a hot magazine? Ooh.
Yeah, a hot magazine. Ooh. That was about ice cream. I remember it very clearly.
Oh, yes.
But, like, because, God, can you imagine? I'm like, no, I'm not going to... No, I'm not going to sit in sex ed class and learn about how to put a condom on a banana. I'm going to go to the library and read Cosmo, like, 10 ways to bite your dude's balls and he'll love it or whatever. Cosmo's bad sex tips.
10 ways. I'm going to write that article and put it on the internet.
You know it exists.
Like, hey, lady, what?
I mean, okay. You can talk about something for a minute. I'm sure I can find, like, Cosmo's worst sex tips and I can read them to you.
I need to know. There is not one that says, like, how to best bite balls. That doesn't exist. Wow. Okay, but while she's looking that up, just gonna reiterate this point of, it's an absolute tragedy that in this country, people are so vastly uninformed about sex education, and you get a lot of grown-ups grow up, and they don't know a lot of really valuable things. It's a really common argument from, like, the more conservative bunch to be like, no, those conversations need to happen in the home. And if you're a parent and you want to teach kids from the home, you have every right to do that. But that doesn't mean that we should completely take out valuable information from people who desperately need it, because some homes don't have those kind of resources or type of relationships. And we absolutely need to be providing people with the most possible information, because sexuality is such a big part of our lives, especially in American culture. And I think it's really important that we're all comfortable with that and understand it. Did you find information about biting man's balls?
I'm literally just... I don't even know what you're talking about, to be honest.
Did you find it?
I found some. I mean, I found a bunch. But, like, here's just a couple off the top of the dome from betches.com called The Worst Sex Tips Ever from Cosmo That You Should Definitely Not Do. These aren't as not safe for work as what I'm talking about. There's just sort of more, like, ways to keep things fun and flirty.
Okay.
Like wearing a wet t-shirt to bed.
Okay. Haven't thought of that ever.
I mean, why would that be bad, though? Because the person who said it, apparently, was that, you know, it was really jaw-dropping to see a person in a wet t-shirt that you can almost see through coming into bed.
I guess, but no, because maybe I don't understand sex,
maybe
but isn't it part of
maybe
it?
Your bed is going to get really wet, and it might be kind of shitty.
And also, like, I just feel like the minute you touch that person, it would be like, oh, now I'm wet. Ugh. And cold.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't like this.
Here's a good one.
Like, okay.
Sexed him about his dad.
That is such a good, I vote for. Ladies, if you're out there and you're trying to get at me, that is how you do it. Sext me about my father.
Sext him. So here's what it says. Text this. Was that your hand rubbing my leg under the table or your dad's? Here's why.
Yes.
Meeting the parents is always a biggie. Lighten the mood with some flirty humor. It's always
absolutely
hilarious, dude, to imply that maybe your dad is feeling you up.
Yes, yes, I 100% I'm with it. I think this is smart.
Why? Tell me.
Wow. I'm like, that's the number one thing that'll turn me on. So just that, just knowing that now, like, because, you know, I'm always trying to get validation from my father. And so this way, knowing that my father is also, like, attracted to the girl I am means I did a good job.
Firmly hold the bottom of his shaft in one hand and slowly push it towards the base. Imagine you're pushing his penis into his body.
Yes.
You're a person with a penis. Does that sound?
I am.
Like a good.
Well, don't knock it till you try it. Would be my official stance on
like
that.
Look him like a cow.
Ooh. Ooh. How would that? No. Next
one. Here's one for the ladies. Shove coins in your vag.
Oh my god, that sounds so good.
It sounds like it's full of disease.
Yeah, what are coins most known for? No, but disease is a good thing. I mean, that's what my sex ed taught me.
Disease is a good thing is what your sex ed taught you?
Yeah,
you're trying to bring
they did
it back.
A really
I
bad
see
job.
That. You're trying to bring it back, but I'm just...
They did a really bad
I'm
job.
I'm reading it, and it's just that, like, there's a lot... There's just a lot of things.
Give me one more. One more, and we'll close the episode.
Oh, we're closing the episode? I didn't even say anything about sex ed. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Do you have a thing about sex ed you want to say?
I thought we were going to talk about sex ed, but, I mean, we don't have to. I mean, you were talking about it, and then I started thinking about Cosmo. So, like...
Yes.
Oh, well...
Give me one more.
Use your electric toothbrush when your vibrator's out of batteries.
Oh, that way it cleans it out, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you need toothpaste as well, or...?
I mean, maybe it's not a big deal. It's not a problem to put, apparently, all kinds of things up in there.
That's true. That's true. Okay. Yeah, toothpaste it is. Did you have anything to add about sex ed in America?
I have plenty, but it seems like maybe we're over.
Oh, go. No, go for it. Or we can talk about it more next week.
Yeah.
What you feeling? This is a weird... This has been a great episode.
Sorry. Very good. I mean, you put me down a rabbit hole of pretty crazy stuff.
I did. I'm so sorry.
That's a thing. I don't think there's such a thing as bad Cosmo sex
tips. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe that they would say that one, which, by the way, you still haven't found the proof of it.
Oh, I was just, I mean, I was also trying to podcast and not just read an article, but, you know.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, you could just Google bite balls.
Okay, you can Google it. I didn't feel the need to do that. I don't think I need to see that. I was trying to Google that, make sure I had the information right about being too gay to work, and you don't know how many porns came up.
Oh, wow.
So I don't need to do any more of that kind of Googling today.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Well, this has been a very odd Every 6 Seconds. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back in 2 weeks, probably with another episode. Thanks again to Brianna for being on the show.
Yeah. And believing that we had people who listened to our dumb show.
Yeah, for real.
That was really sweet of you.
Even though we literally told you that that was false. So
that's all right.
That's fine.
Your app seems cool.
Appreciate it.
Check it out. Juicebox.
It really does.
Juicebox. Juiceboxit.com if you want to check out the website, or just do Juicebox in like your Apple Store.
Or the Google Play or whatever.
I think she said it was only in iOS, but for the moment.
Oh, whatever. Sorry.
Lie. So, you know, if you have an Android, I guess you're not gay enough to come to work.
Exactly.
That's the opposite. I'm bad at. Can we no more podcast? No more.
All right. Good episode. Stop. This is the end of the podcast now. Please
Seriously.
Leave, everybody. Please leave. God, what a mess.